Hare Krishna and welcome to Sound Bhakti Pulse. Recently, while I was reading the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that's the 11th canto, 14th chapter, 13th verse, Lord Krishna explaining the yoga system to Uddhava, I came across a verse that I think that you'll like. It has some practical application in everyone's life. Here's how it goes. Akinchanasya dantasya Shantasya samachetasaha maya santushta manasaha sarvasukha maya dishaha. One who does not desire anything in this world, who has achieved peace by controlling his senses, whose consciousness is equal in all conditions, and whose mind is completely satisfied in me, finds only happiness wherever he goes. The first word in the verse, akinchanasya, means of one who does not desire anything. It has been said that the wealthiest person in this world is the person who doesn't desire anything. In the Gita, Krishna also says, prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. Self-realization starts when one gives up attachment to the myriad desires that are manufactured by the mind. The mind is like a little factory. It's putting out desires all the time. Senses see something, they want it. But a self-realized person, atmanivatmana tushta, is finding satisfaction from looking within and realizing I'm an eternal soul and I'm being maintained by the Supreme Soul. This can be achieved through the bhakti process of chanting the Maha Mantra, through hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, and by serving. There are actually 64 items of devotional service through which one can realize this unlimited happiness that comes from within one's heart. And when one begins to experience that and doesn't have time anymore to run after material desires, simply maintains oneself in a balanced way without unnecessary trouble, one can become akinchanasya, or one who does not desire anything in this world. And the next word in the verse is dantasya, whose senses are controlled. What is the quality of someone whose senses are controlled? Shantasya. He or she is peaceful. Because there's no trouble in this world, says Prahlad Maharaj, except that which is created by the undisturbed mind and senses. And in the Gita, Krishna says that the mind can be the best friend or one's worst enemy. One can control the senses by regulating them. I've seen people who have taken on pets, especially dogs, and they're not trained them. And the dog becomes a wild beast. It barks at everyone. It jumps on everyone. It goes everywhere in the house and knocks things over. But those who take time to train their dog will find that they have a great companion. Similarly, those who take time to control their senses, to regulate them, to train themselves how to control the senses through the regulative principles given in the bhakti scriptures will find a great friend in the mind and senses. And one becomes peaceful when the mind and senses are controlled. The next words are samachetasaha, one whose consciousness is equal everywhere. After all, everything comes from the same source, and those absorbed in the process of bhakti see that everything emanates from Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhavo, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Everything emanates from me. Everywhere one looks, one should see Krishna. One can see equally all living entities because they're all part and parcel of Krishna. They're all spiritual souls. Next, Krishna says, maya santushta manasaha. One who becomes satisfied by thinking of me. And this is key because the mind is the chief of all the other senses. And in the Gita, Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakto. Just think of me. So, what should one think of? Krishna. Will one become bored by thinking of Krishna? Absolutely not. Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. By looking at Krishna, by thinking of Krishna, by chanting Krishna's names, one goes into deeper, deeper states of happiness. So one can think of Krishna in various ways, especially by chanting his names and by hearing about his pastimes in Vrindavan. Especially one can read the book, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This has a summary of all of his pastimes, all of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, Dwarka, Mathura. The final line of this verse says, Sarva Sukha Maya Disha. Disha means direction. So, Sarva Maya Disha means everywhere, Sarva, that one goes, wherever one is, one will find complete happiness. If what? One doesn't desire anything in the world. Dantasya Shantasya. One is self-controlled. Samachetasa. One sees equally. And Maya Santushta Manasa. One knows how to be satisfied by thinking of Krishna. Thank you for tuning in to Sound Bhakti Pulse. Hare Krishna.